Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4169.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I think the person is my sister because she brings me to another level of understanding about economics and statistics, and that's why I'm going into more towards the finance industry using economics and statistics expertise.
Has there ever been anyone in your life who you admire or would consider to be a role model? And if so, what attributes led you to that selection?
I think it's my sister because she's a really good role model. She showed me a lot of stuff and led me to most of the questions I'm asking myself without answering them. So I think she's a very good role model.
Describe the world you came from and how that world has shaped who you are.
Okay. I came from a multicultural country. We have three races there, Chinese, Malay, and Indian people. And it's very the language that we speak is very diverse, not only English, we speak Chinese, Malay, and then we mix all the languages together. We blend most of the language together, but somehow we find a mutual understanding between each other. And that makes me even get even more diverse, knowing more people by... Well, I won't be surprised if I see different kinds of people.
Do you think that someone looking at your donor profile would have a good idea of what kind of person you are? And if not, what would you like to add to describe yourself?
I'm a very energetic, enthusiastic, and a cheerful person.
What lessons growing up did your parents teach you that have had a significant impact on your life?
They taught me to be honest to myself and just follow things accordingly, and get things completed in time, and make sure that whatever promise you make, and keep your promise.
And what kind of values would you like to pass on to your children?
The same value that my parents passed to me, to be honest, you know, keep promise, you know, and don't disappoint other people without keeping your promise.
What do you like to do when you're spending time with your family?
Most probably having lunch, dinner, you know, eat with them, and spend time watching movies together, and talk about life, pretty much, that's about it.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop this attribute?
I'm a very fast learner, and I can pick up things really, really fast. I'm more towards, even though I'm in econ major, you know, studying economics and finance, but that is not what I'm looking at. I'm looking at more towards the psychological behavior of investors, investment in their portfolio and all those stuff. So I think that's pretty special.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Well, I really admire people who can talk on the phone for more than you know, at least 10 hours a day, because it's just amazing, and I just don't understand how they do it. In fact, it's not just one day for 10 hours, and it's every day for 10 hours at least, and I just don't understand where the topics comes from.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like the least?
I can't think of any that I like least. I do like best in myself is I'm very energetic, pretty talkative, but at one point it's not overwhelming, and likes to know everybody else.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
I think my favorite holiday is July 4th because it's in the summer and I don't have to put on so much stuff on my body.
What is your most memorable vacation?
I think my most memorable vacation was the trip to Yellowstone National Park. Well, it's a 2-day Yellowstone round trip, so...
So not much?
So the amazing part is we spend most of the time in our car.
Did you have any pets when you were growing up?
A few dogs. Well, they passed away when I grew up. And I'm not so close to the dogs. So, yep, just dogs.
Okay. What are some activities that you enjoyed in your childhood?
I don't have much activities, but I'm an athlete, so I think running around doing sports is my most enjoyable childhood.
And what kind of books did you enjoy when you were a child?
Books.
Too busy running around?
Yeah. Don't have really any interesting books. Favorite book? Most probably cartoons.
What type of books do you enjoy now?
Oh, now? Oh.
Well.
I think I am reading a body language dictionary, and I think it's pretty fun.
What is your favorite word and why?
Well, I like to say okay.
That'll work.
Because I think everything is not such of a big deal, because you have time to find for a solution, so okay is a good solution.
Okay. And what was the last book you read?
Should be a little Bible about Karl Marx, because I'm reading the economic paper that he wrote about, and I'm still halfway there.
Okay. What was the last movie you saw?
Last movie? Should be Avatar.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, I like the USB part, where they can communicate through the whole world. They just plug their hair in, and then they just communicate with animals and anybody else.
What activities do you enjoy in your free time?
Okay, most probably working out.
Okay.
Will release my stress and enjoy sweating a lot.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
My ideal way to relax? Watch movies or work out.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Celebrity in Hong Kong.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most important thing to happen to you, and how did it change you?
I think it happens... I'm very undecided about which major I want, and my sister did sit down and did a little counseling with me, and he did broaden my view with some finance and economic stuff. I know it's a little bit boring, but but somehow people into economics is thinks that economics is too broad and it's just too much stuff to learn, and I think that's how it changed me.
What is your definition of success?
Well, I think success to me, I don't have to worry about my financial and I don't have to worry about my retirement. You know, I'm financial stabilized and I have good family, and I think that's my success in life.
Okay. What is your biggest frustration?
Oh, my biggest frustration. If someone is overwhelmingly annoying, then I'll be very frustrated. Otherwise, I think that there are so many solutions that I can use to avoid them. So if they are overly annoying, then I really felt angry about it.
All right. First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Well, I think my first experience that can be defining, huh? I think it's the first girlfriend that I had. And that is the first time I get to know more about another person, and the closest relationship I had is my first girlfriend, and I think that gives me a lot of experience knowing how I should treat a person.
If you could do anything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Well, I will probably help those that is in need of help, and I do cherish friendship, not because of money, and I think, well, I will help those that's in need of help, like, you know, create a fund, put some gifts, put money in there, and help those that's needed.
Alright. And where would you like to be right now?
Well, I would like to go to a place with more people. I'm not sure if there's a question about why I like to look at more people, but I do like to go to a place where there are lots of people, and there's like a coffee shop, and I just like to observe people walking around. I find it very interesting, and I can see lots of Yep, and I find it really interesting. Most probably like Tokyo, you know, Taiwan, Paris, New York. I find it interesting at those places.
And who would you like to be with at this moment?
Well, I think it's a friend. She's in Japan right now.
What is your approach to life?
Well, built inside me, I'm more towards, you know, economic stuff. But I do like to try a lot of new stuff, but just for fun.
Okay.
Especially extreme sports. Like rock climbing, surfing, snowboarding. I just find it interesting.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties?
I think the most difficult time is when I was in school. Well, still in school right now, because I'm going back for grad school. I think the most difficult time is when there are too much homework and you couldn't find a time to get all those done, even though you manage your time really well, mm-hmm. and there are still always something that you cannot manage to get it done. And I think some occasional parties is really helpful, and just have a drink, even though it's just Coke, and it's still fine too. Just drink and, you know, talk about anything and make fun of anything and just laugh. And I think laugh is a very good stress release activity.
Definitely. Did you play board games when you were a child?
Oh yeah, play a few board games like Snake and Ladders,
yeah.
Monopoly, Spaceship Attack, like you put the numbers in and...
Yeah.
Well, I don't play chess, obviously. Okay, and that's about it.
Who's your favorite actor?
My favorite actor... I do like Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. Oh, actress is fine too.
Oh, yeah, yep, that's okay. Fine. That's fine.
Well, I think she's very hilarious and she's good at acting.
What's your favorite thing to have for dinner?
I think my favorite thing is roast chicken and spaghetti. I'm very heavy eater. Roast chicken and some spaghetti. Well, not really spaghetti. Alfredo sauce with fettuccine.
Oh, okay.
Shrimp fettuccine. And I think it is delicious.
What's the first thing you do in the morning?
The first thing I do in the morning? I brush my teeth. Drink water, drink milk. Well, of course, brush my teeth, because it's the first thing I do in the morning. Okay.
What is something you wish you could do but cannot?
Well, I do wish I have the money to go back to my own country and at the same time stop by Japan and Taiwan for a week or so. The reason why I can't, because I don't have the money.
Hopefully you can fix that someday.
Yep.
What sound do you love and what sound do you hate?
Anything that rhymes and anything that sounds good, I believe. I do love it, but I there are sounds that I don't like you know, it's just annoying, like, and then I hear this all the time and I don't know why my classmate likes to... My housemate likes to do that. I just thought it's like it's so girly and you know, like early in the morning or when they come home, they just go like, and I don't understand why they want to do that.
Who knows? How do you deal with stress?
Oh, as I said, I do have some parties and I do laugh a lot, and I think that relieves my stress a lot.
What do you have on your bedside table?
A big picture of all my classmates during my elementary school, and I think that's the best medicine for me, and they are the only best friends that I had, the best of the best friends that I had. Well, there's none in my middle school and high school because I'm out on the field most of the time. So I think just the picture is really helpful.
What are you afraid of?
Well, I'm not afraid of human body. Well, what I'm saying is like the operation and those organs and all the stuff. I'm not afraid of seeing blood, but I do afraid of cockroach.
Yeah.
and mouse. I think that's pretty common.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And it do have to depends on how dirty the animal is. But I do afraid of cockroach and mouse.
What about spiders?
Spiders. Well, only Black Widow, and the rest I'm fine.
Well, yeah.
I just find it Black Widow is the dangerous stuff because they are small and they like to hide inside shoes. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just scared of that a lot.
Okay. What are three things that you can't live without?
Well, I think everybody do needs money, and I think can live without money, but I can't live without a companion. And I think I can live without food, but I think I cannot live without a life.
There you go.
Right. Okay.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I didn't want to be a scientist, but I think right now the dream is going further and further away from me. Well, I think economist is still a scientist because we do research about consumer behavior and business models using econometrics. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm still a scientist.
There you go.
Well, far away from the bioscience, but still a scientist.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the first thing you would save in a fire?
First thing? Someone close to me.
Do you think it is more worthwhile or satisfying to improve the world or to appreciate the world the way it is?
Satisfied with the world I'm living in right now. And I don't think it needs any more improvement.
What makes you smile?
Pretty much everything, except someone broke up or died or deceased or something sad. Pretty much most of the stuff make me smile.
Good. What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
I think hanging out with friends, with friends that I haven't seen for a long time.
If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
I think I would like to... It's just for a year. I think I would like to go to Japan. Not Tokyo, of course, or Osaka. Probably somewhere north. Sapporo. Most of the places are like a fish village. And I do want to, have a year of experience having fun fishing. In the sea, and I think ocean or sea, I don't know, but I just find it very interesting.
If you knew that you could try something and not fail, what dream would you attempt?
Become a hedge fund manager. And there's always a bigger risk, bigger profit, so there are always some gray area where you can avoid, and I think it should. If I plan the strategy well, there should be no fail, but it's a dream that I would like to try.
How do you want to be remembered?
I think if I treat someone good, I think I should be worth remembered, right? Yeah.
What would you do with $1 million?
I'll just take 10% of that, and I will give the 90% away.
And what would you do with your 10%?
With the 10%?
Yeah.
10% is like 100,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably travel around to places where I like. Okay. Well, the 90% helps other people. I think it's fair for me to take the 10% just for myself.
Oh yeah, right? Definitely. You could have taken the whole thing. But
well, I given up the 90%. I just want 10%.
Good for you. When do you feel best during the day? During the morning, afternoon, or evening?
Oh, of course it's the evening because it's time to go to bed.
What are a few things that you can't stand whatsoever?
A few things I can't stand. I think I don't like people... I don't think I can stand people who like to lie, even though I don't care if they lie because it ends up that... something is going to happen later,
mm-hmm.
and the lie will get even worse. And but I can't stand people who like to lie. And I can't stand people who like to show up late. 15 or 30 minutes is okay, but not half of their shift, you know, like an hour or 2 hours late. I mean, just don't come. Just stay at home.
If you could have 3 wishes, what would you wish for?
If I have 3 wishes, I would like to travel in Asia. I would like to go to Maldives. I would like to stay at home with my parents, and hopefully they stay close with me all the time.
If you were elected President of the United States, what is the first bill you would enact and why?
Cutting government spending and cutting taxes is pretty much the same thing on an economic point of view.
Yeah.
So, I will say I will impose towards more towards recycling development, you know, recycle stuff that can be recycled and recycle waste, because I just thought that there are too much waste out there. Instead of solar energy, I think I will focus more on the recycling program.
Okay. So you're going to grad school, huh?
Yeah.
And you're majoring in economics?
Mm-hmm. Applied economics.
Okay.
It's no longer just a science. It's no longer just an art, but we are doing more towards the science stuff. We analyze data using econometrics. So it's a science.
Perfect, yeah. I've been told a lot about the difference between pure and applied, and I think I like applied better.
Yeah.
So. And your sister helped you become interested in that.
That's right.
Okay. What are your plans after you graduate?
I'm thinking about PhD program.
Wow.
That's my first plan. My second plan is probably find a job in an investment bank or commercial bank. I'm not looking something far away. I'll probably start with commercial banks and move myself up to investment banks later on.
Right. And if you could choose any career, what would you be?
A hedge fund manager.
If you can take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what do you think you'll be doing?
I think I will end up become a consultant. Not in a bank, but more towards psychology. Psychological, economical, consultant, financial advisor.
Okay. What do you consider to be a romantic evening?
Drink at a bar by the sea with a moonlight and a candle. A romantic evening.
Okay. And what qualities do you look for in a potential partner?
I know girls sometimes tend to be get excited for, I don't know, for nothing. They just get excited. But I do hope someone that can, someone who is mature and able to think rationally. Well, not too rational sometimes, but who can think rationally and handle stuff. Accordingly.
Someone pretty level-headed?
Yeah.
Alright. And what do you think is the nicest thing that you could do for a significant other?
Make them greeting cards. Handmade greeting cards. Cook for her.
Okay. Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I think trying to help people who are infertile.
And is there a message that you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
And I just hope that they should be honest to themselves and do the right thing.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4169.